Okay, today's daf was Yuma daf Chaf Aleph. Let's quickly review. The Gemara starts by bringing a brisa. Yesterday we had a machlokas between Rav and Rabbi Shila whether the Kriyas HaGever meant a person calling out, that was Rav's opinion, or it meant Karatarnagola, that a rooster would crow, that was Rabbi Shila's opinion. So we start with a brisa that supports Rabbi Shila. It tells us a person is not supposed to travel at night until you hear the crow of the rooster, and it refers to that as Karagavra. So we see that the Kriyas HaGever is a reference to a rooster crowing and not just to a person calling out. Then the Gemara tells us, Am Rav Yudah Merav, that when Klal Yisrael would be Olo the Regel, even though there were so many Jews there that even while they were standing they felt crowded, but when they were mishtachaveh, all of a sudden there was plenty of space. And the Gemara tells us this was in fact one of the 10 miracles that is listed in Pirkei Avos that occurred every day in the Beis HaMikdash. Now the list seems somewhat incomplete in Pirkei Avos because two of the items mentioned on the list in Pirkei Avos are things that didn't even happen in the Beis HaMikdash, the things that happened in Yerushalayim in general, that a snake and a scorpion never damaged in Yerushalayim, that no one ever had difficulty finding a place to sleep in Yerushalayim. That was Yerushalayim things. Those weren't Beis HaMikdash things. So the Gemara has to complete the list by telling us that there were a couple of other things that happened in the Beis HaMikdash, namely that the fire on the Mizbeach was never extinguished by any amount of rain. The smoke that came up from the Ma'aracha was never swayed by the wind in any direction, in one direction or another. The Gemara also adds that the broken clay cheres and the feathers and the crop of a shechted bird and the ashes from the Mizbech and from the Menorah would be swallowed up in their place. They didn't have to be swept out. And the last one on the last item on the list of things that happened in the Beis HaMikdash was that the nace happened with the Lechem Apanim, that Siluko Kisiduro, the same way it was fresh when it was first put on the Shulchan, it was fresh when it was taken off the Shulchan as well. The Gemara asks, but wait, there are two more items that don't seem to make any list. One item is the fact that the Aron, the Makom Aron is Eino Min Amida, and the Kruvim were B'nei Sayu Omdin, so the whole idea that the Kruvim didn't take up any space and the Aron didn't take up any space, how come that's not mentioned on the list? So first the Gemara says, oh, because that's a nace that happened inside. We're only listing Nisim that happened outside. Lechem Apanim also happened inside. Now that's ki'ilu, it happened outside, because Lechem Apanim, they would demonstrate to all of Klal Yisrael, they would lift up the Shulchan, and they would say to Klal Yisrael, Ruchi Baschem Lefnei HaMakom, look how much Hashem loves you, that the Lechem Apanim is still fresh. So the Gemara says, okay, but still there's another item that's not on the list, and that is that when Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash, he planted Kol Minei Megadim Shel Zahav, he planted golden trees, and these golden trees grew golden fruits, and when the leaves would rustle, these golden fruits would fall. That's a very great miracle. How come that's not mentioned? So the Gemara says, because any nace that's kavua, that's constant, 24/7, doesn't get mentioned. We're only mentioning nisim that occur, not nisim that are ongoing. Once we say that, so then the Aron and the Kruvim, we understand very well why that's not mentioned either, because that was also an ongoing nace and not a nace that just occurred. The Gemara tells us that the Ashon HaMa'aracha was one of five differences between Mikdash Rishon and Mikdash Sheni. That in Mikdash Rishon, it was Inamala Ashon. It didn't have any smoke come out of it. So come out of the fire of the Ma'aracha. So the other differences between Mikdash Rishon and Mikdash Sheni, the Gemara tells us, first it also mentions five things about the Eish Shel Ma'aracha, five things about the Eish Shel Ma'aracha itself, that it was like an Ari, and then it was clear like the sun, and it had substance to it, and it would swallow up things that were moist and dry, and that it's not Mala Ashan. But anyway, we also mentioned five things that were different between Mikdash Rishon and Mikdash Sheni, and they are: the Aron, Kaparos, and Kruvim did not exist in Mikdash Sheni. That's one difference. The Eish, there was no Eish that came down from Shemayim to consume the Kaparos in Mikdash Sheni. The Shechina was not present in Mikdash Sheni. Ruach HaKodesh we didn't have anymore in Mikdash Sheni, and we didn't have the Urim V'Tumim either in Mikdash Sheni. And then the Braisa tells us that there are six types of fire in this world. There's fire that eats but doesn't drink, that's regular fire. There's fire that drinks but doesn't eat, that's when a person has a fever, he needs to drink a lot. There's fire that both eats and drinks. That's Ochelas Vishosa. So that's the fire of Eliyahu Navi. There's a fire that consumes moist and dry things. That's the fire of the Maracha. There's fire that's Docha Ish, that's Docha other fire. That's how Gavriel saved Chanani Mishael Azariah, by pushing the heat of the fire from the inside of the furnace to outside of the furnace and burning up those who were trying to burn Chanani Mishael Azariah. And then there's a fire that's Ochelas Ish. That's the fire of the Shechina, where Hashem could burn up the Malachim by putting his finger amongst the Malachim. So it's the fire of Hashem burning up the fire of the Malachim. The Gemara tells us that even though Ashana Ma'aracha, Filu Kalaruch Shabal, Nain Maziz is also Mimakomo, the Ashana Ma'aracha went up in a straight pillar and was never swayed in one direction or the other, it doesn't mean that it never swayed at all. It did move a little bit, but it just never scattered. And based on the movement of the Ashana Ma'aracha, people were able to tell what kind of year it would be, whether it would be a very rainy year or not, and what that would mean for the fruits that were being stored and for future fruits that were going to grow, and whether that was good news or bad news for the aniyim. The Gemara also tells us that there's a stira between whether an eastern wind is good news, a southern wind rather, is good news or bad news, and whether northern wind is good news or bad news. But the simple pshat is that a southern wind is good for the olives, because the menorah is in the south, and that's the easy way to remember that a southern wind is good for the olives, because we use olive oil for the menorah, and a northern wind is good for the grain, because the shulchan is in the north and we use grains to make the bread that goes on the shulchan. But the Gemara says the opposite is going to be true in Bavel. Whatever is true in Eretz Yisrael, the opposite happens to be true in Bavel.